thermal sound wave.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Right about now, joining us on the program is a brother who we've had on here before. He's international. He's worldwide. He's Grammy Award winning. He is a master at his craft when it comes to musicianship. And he's not just a musician, though. He's also a teacher, an ambassador of the arts. And he has a special situation going on coming up soon here in New York City. And we're going to talk to him about that right now. We welcome into the program Chief Ayanda.
Peace, brothers. C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence. How are you, brothers?
We're all right, man. Peace. Peace to you.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Welcome. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. You have a special situation going on, National Sawdust. But before we get to that, tell everybody what you won the Grammy for.
Well, I was blessed to be invited to join Arturo O'Farrell and an Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra in a piece that was committed to the power of the drum. And so I'm a percussionist by trade, by birth. My father, I'm second generation African percussionist. So my father's a percussionist, and I learned sitting at his feet. And so I was invited to come to be a part of this iconic recording that, you know, when you're invited to do something that you believe in, but you don't necessarily know where it's going to go. So this recording actually was nominated and won a Grammy for a Best Latin Jazz Album a few years back. Since then, I've been able to continue in the craft, continue in the recording, and representing and being an ambassador of the drum and percussion.
No question. Absolutely. And on those particular vibes, you're doing something for the people at the National Sawdust in Brooklyn, where you are going to be giving a masterclass with Will Calhoun from Living Color. Legendary.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're super excited. It's part of our True to Our Native Land series. And actually, when I first was on a show on your show, Thermal Soundways, you helped me launch True to Our Native Land back in 2018.
Wow.
And True to Our Native Land, the series stems out of a belief and a need that we have to reimagine what Africa and what traditional African culture is.
Now,
right? So
before we go any further, I want to make sure people understand something. C-Truth, can you say that again about Living Color? Some people may think in Living Color, the TV show.
No, Living Color, the musicians, the band that was out like circa 80s, 90s, and they were a rock group. And
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, bro, I'm gonna tell you because you know the color personality, back in the 90s, you know, they were cutting edge as genre bending iconic rock band, but it's all brothers,
yeah,
you know,
and so, all black people,
and so all black folks, and the thing with Living Color is that people think they were back in the day, but they released their latest album in 2017. They're still touring internationally, like they're still laying it down. And brother Will Calhoun, who I've known since I was a child,
we gotta get him on the show.
You've had him on the show.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Yeah. Don't worry, it's coming. Now I'm just laying the groundwork for y'all to bring him through. But Will is a brother in the drum, a brother in the percussive arts, and I've known him since I was a little kid. I was looking up to him. He was with the Harry Belafonte band with my father when I was a little kid. So I was looking up to him as the big brother who's kind of doing it. So the opportunity to bring him on this project with me is all the way amazing. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna really be laying it down for the folks in BK.
Now, question for you. Yeah. We're here speaking with the chief. Just quick, the chief, Chief Ayanda. For some people, they might not understand it, and it may seem like it makes no sense. How can you be Afro-Latin jazz? How does Afro-Latin, I mean, how are black people even Latinos? That makes no sense. Doesn't Latinos be somebody else?
Copy. So the Afro is reflective of where we emanate from. And so everywhere that black and brown people landed through the transatlantic slave trade, we all know that story. But we know the tragedy and we know the atrocities as part of that story. But there's a part of that story that speaks to resilience, that speaks to the power of culture. And everywhere that black and brown people landed, they brought with them their African heritage and their African culture. And that culture is in our music, it's in our dress, it's in our swag, it's in our dance, it's in all of the arts and the spirit of the people, that spirit of resilience, that spirit of pride and joy and happiness is what we're celebrating in True to Our Native Land. So the chief comes because I have committed, you know, much of my life and my artistry to upholding those high standards and those high values that are in the music, in the percussive arts, for me primarily, in the percussive arts of Africa and the African diaspora. And so in 2016, I was given the honor of a chieftaincy title in Nigeria. I travel back and forth to Nigeria on a regular basis. I travel around all over Africa, but primarily I was in Nigeria. And the elders in Nigeria believed that I was worthy of holding the title of chief because of my advocacy for African culture, of tradition, and of the values that are embedded in the music and in the arts of Africa. So wherever I go, whether I'm playing percussion instruments that come from Cuba in the Conga, or whether I'm playing percussion instruments that come from Guinea, Mali, Senegal in Djembe, or whether I'm playing percussion instruments that come from Ghana in Gombe and Apentima, the spirit of the drum in all of those places is what I'm connecting to and tapping into. So the music is the music. And then we take it to hip hop, and then we put it on drum set, and we put it on our MP, you know, our MPCs or our programming, our drum programming tools, and we bring the same spirit, right? So it's in Afro beats now. You know, we're gonna hear it in Burna Boy, we're gonna hear it in hip hop, we're gonna hear it in whatever we're listening to. The spirit of the drum is there, and the spirit of Africa is there.
No question. It's Thermal Soundwave, C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence. We're talking to Chief Ayanda here on the program. I'm glad you mentioned the conga, because for those who are running away from, you know, any connections to Africa or Afro-ness, what are you playing? The conga, which is from where? The Congo. So just right there alone, like, you're connecting, you know, without any other mention. That right there is a connection.
And there's so many Africanisms in the things that we do every day that we don't always recognize. And I think that's, you know, that's why we wanted to bring this kind of a masterclass out, is because we want to demystify the idea of Africa. And you know, sometimes, you know, back in the day, we would think of Africa and people would think of all of those infomercials that talk about all of the negative aspects of Africa. But we're like, no, True to Our Native Land is that Africa is fresh. It's exciting. It's new. And back in 2018, when we started, the Afrobeats craze wasn't out like it is now, right? So people didn't know about the Burna Boys, they didn't know about the Wizkids, they didn't know about the Tems, you know what I'm saying? They didn't know about all these contemporary expressions of African music. So now, you know, we're fast forward to 2023, 24, we're getting ready to go to 24. People are aware, but we still want to connect to the traditional elements, because this is not new. Right. You know, it's like those people that listen to hip hop for the first time. They found and discovered hip hop. Come on, stop playing. We've been doing this for a long time.
You know, you're right.
We want to speak to the traditional elements as well.
I was out there in Colombia, and it is what it is. When you think of Colombia, they will show you people that look like Pablo Escobar, right? Until I went there, and I found out there was a town outside of Cartagena called Basile Palenque, which is the first free town in the whole Americas, before North America. And over there, it is traditional African. Like, it's you, even just in Colombia, period, you're hearing everything. You're hearing the music. You're seeing the murals on the wall. I didn't know that the Chiquita Banana Woman actually comes from that woman, which was a black woman with the yellow, red, and blue dress, ruffle dress. And they are serious with the traditions. And I feel like, yo, how come we didn't know about this?
Well, it's purposeful. It's purposeful, right? So the story, if you keep people separated and keep them isolated, then the unity that comes from collective understanding doesn't ever materialize. And so when you keep people apart and separate and keep people in silos, then it's easy to feed, like, y'all are the anti-fast food, right? To radio, right? You know what I'm saying? You're giving real healthy calories. And so we want to make sure that people are digesting really holistic information and understanding so that we can get rid of the empty calories that's being, you know, pumped into our understanding.
Absolutely. So tell everybody what's going to take place at the masterclass, because this is not a typical masterclass where you go in and you hear somebody, you know, lecture and talk. This is going to be interactive. So tell everybody all that's going to happen there.
That's what's up. This is, so it's taking place on October 9th at 7:30 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And we're working with National Sawdust. National Sawdust is a really cutting edge venue. They have the sound system that they have in National Sawdust is amazing, because it offers us the ability to direct the sound outputs into different speakers around the room. Right. So we're going to have a really immersive experience. Sometimes in master classes, people are talking at you. Where the drums are talking first. This element of True Our Native Land is called drum talk. And the drums, Will and I are going to come, and we're going to have a musical conversation first. Him on drum set and me on African percussion, hand percussion. We're going to have a conversation just with the drums first. And then we're going to break down what that conversation is, how we brought the different rhythms from different genres into the conversation that we just had, and really bring the spirit of the drum and the understanding of the traditions that inform the rhythms we're playing, that some people would characterize as rock, some people would characterize as heavy metal, some people would characterize as hip hop, some people would characterize as Afro-Cuban, some people would characterize as Malinke, whatever the genre is that we're drawing from. We'll share with people how we got to that, how we created those rhythms, and how we created that conversation. So it's all the way interactive. It's for people who know, who are percussionists. If you're a percussionist, you're going to get you're going to leave there learning something that day. And if you're just a lover of music in general, you're going to be fed, and your spirits could be uplifted for sure.
Beautiful. And for those who may not be able to make it for whatever reason, is it their way for them, after this takes place, for them to actually, you know, see it or partake in it or get something? Or will you be doing some more situations like this in the future?
Well, we're definitely, True to Our Native Land is a series, and we're actually doing another event at National Sawdust. So we're doing another event next month at National Sawdust. That will be slightly different but similar in nature. So people will definitely be able to connect to us that way. True to Our Native Land has, since we came to you all in 2018, we've been traveling around to different colleges and universities all around the country. We moved internationally. So you can find out more about where True to Our Native Land is going to be by going visiting us at the Fedora Group. It's THE, F as in Frank, A, D as in David, ARA, group.com. That's the Fedora group.com. And so you can find out more information about True to Our Native Land. But for this particular event, if you go to nationalsawdust.org, you can get tickets. That's nationalsawdust.org. But we're doing something special, because shout out to April Silver, Aquila Work Songs. We're partnering with Aquila for this particular project, and we're able to offer a special promo offer to the listeners, for your listeners at Thermal Sound Waves. So if you email info@thefedoragroup and you ask for that special promo code, we'll be able to hook you up with some something towards your ticket. You know what I mean? So a special promo code for your listeners.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, we want to thank you for taking some time out to tell us about this wonderful event that's going on. And of course, we already know that the things that you do and the things that are coming as well in the future. And we're just great to be a part of it and to help you, you know, move this along and actually help launch it and, you know, keep it going.
Come on. We got to give credit where credit's due. I appreciate you, brothers. Thank you so much for holding it down and for having a platform for us to make sure the message gets out. So I appreciate you tremendously.
No question. Definitely, definitely. Thank you very, very much, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, night, and so forth. And I know this is going to be a successful event.
May it be so. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Peace, brother.
Good night.
Peace.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. Yes. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Thermal Sound Wave.